KFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey loyalty program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop? Transformers! Defenders of
truth! Robots who fight in disguise! Hello, everyone, and welcome to TFYLP, Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 216, recorded September 9th, 2016. I am your host, Daron Land. Along with me this evening is my girlfriend, Melissa.
Hello.
Also, emceeing tonight will be Rick Alvarez.
Good evening. This is my hot Asian doctor wife, Elena.
She gives him the shifty eye. Also with us is Brett.
Hello, and with me is my wonderful wife, Angela.
Hi.
And also with us is Jim Black.
Hello, Internet. And with me this evening is my lovely wife, Amy.
Hey.
Well,
a lot of enthusiasm tonight.
Yeah, it's a lot of trepidation. Ooh. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, I hope. And maybe an eye-opening thing. And I want to invite all of our listeners and viewers, if you're watching us live on YouTube, you can interact with us live on YouTube or, better yet, on Twitter, at TFYLP. We are having a really special episode tonight. If you are married or have a girlfriend and you're watching us live or listening to us on the downloadable version, go grab your significant other and listen to the podcast with them. You might be opened up to a whole nother world, or you might get beat. One or the other. Well, but
let's be honest, if someone's grabbing someone and they get a beat down, I mean,
yeah.
It might deserve it.
But the whole idea of this episode is we're getting the girls' perspective on what we do as collectors and how we live as collectors. This is our hobby as guys. Sometimes the girls are involved, sometimes they're not. But what do they think? What do they know about what we do? So I'm going to turn it over to Rick and me, Jim, and Brett. We're going to step out of the room, and Rick's going to talk to the girls a little bit and go into this a little bit further. With you and tell you what's going on here. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode. The three of us will be back shortly. We'll see you on the flip side.
All right, ladies, let's talk about size.
All right.
Hey, I need inches.
I got to get out of here. All right, hang on. Hang on.
All right, so we have Amy, Melissa, Angie, and my wife, Elena. So earlier in the day, I wrote a bunch of questions and I sent them out to the guys. And the guys put down their answers and they sent them back to us. Now, they did this without their significant other knowing what the answers were. And I'm going to ask the significant others what they think the answers to the question is. And then I'm going to reveal what the guys said about it. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Who's that? Angie? Melissa?
Melissa.
Okay. Now, Melissa, you've been with Duran how long now?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years, and that's in people years. So, let me ask you this. Would you say he's financially responsible as a human being in general?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what do you think is the most Duran's ever spent on a Transformer?
Since I've been with him?
Ever.
Ever that he has told me, probably over 300.
Over 300. That's your final answer.
Yes.
Now, you might have a future with him, but wait until you hear the answer, because it's $800.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Angie?
Yes.
What do you think? Now, Brett has a very sizable collection. It's a very nice collection.
Yes.
Yes. Just remember, one day when he's dead, I'm going to come over and I'm going to help you sell it all. So, what do you think is the most money he's ever spent on a single item in his collection?
Probably over 1,000.
1,000? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. He recently made a purchase of $1,200.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I'm playing with it.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Good supportive wife there. Amy.
Yes?
How long have you and Jim been married?
Been married over 10 years, together over 15.
Wow, that is a thing. How anyone can be with Jim that long is... Wow. That yeah. really is something. Something. I don't know what it is, but it's something.
Yeah.
Hey, same question, different answer. What do you think your husband, the man you're married to, has spent on a toy? Keep in mind everyone else's answer so far.
Okay. I know. Oh gosh. I would say.
Now this is going to be in dollars.
Right.
Right.
I would say around 400.
400?
Between 400 and 500.
Well, what if I told you you're way off?
Okay.
Do you want to take another shot? Or do you want me to say it?
Should I go up or down?
What do you think, Amy?
Chances are I'll probably go up, but...
Well, I would say Jim is very conservative, having answered at $185.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so okay, we got one girl that's still married, another one that's surprised, and Melissa's like, I don't know if I'm getting married. Elena, now, how long have we been married? Seriously, I don't – is it 10 years, 8 years, 7
Seriously?
Years?
You don't know.
Listen,
8 years.
There's a difference in Elena years and Rick years, okay? All right, Elena. You know I have a very sizable collection and been all over the world collecting Transformers, and yeah. It's a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. What do you think the most I've ever spent on a single figure is?
3,000.
You know me too well. It's actually $3,500, Elena. There we go. So I win that one. Okay, so that's not bad. That's not bad. I think Angie came closest at 1,000. So good job, ladies. All right. Let's go to Amy.
Okay.
Amy, what do you think? Now, do you go into Jim's toy display area?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
On purpose, or you just kind of go in there by accident?
Well, depends on where the location is. It changes from time to time. Currently, it is in our bedroom, so
So he's sleeping with all his babies. All right, let me ask you this. Since you, share a room with his toys, do you know what the most valuable item in his collection is?
What's it called? I know he had bought an Optimus Prime that was, I thought, was like $300. Maybe got a deal on it, but I don't think he has that one anymore. I'm not sure what it's called. It's like a combiner type of
transformer. You're way off.
Oh, okay.
So this is like the dating game. All right. How well do you know your spouse? According to Jim, his most valuable piece in his collection is a sealed Masterpiece Grimlock autographed by voice actor Greg Berger.
Okay, that makes sense. I was thinking monetary value. Okay.
Melissa.
Yes.
To you, same question. What do you think is Duran's most valuable piece in his collection?
I believe his Death Source.
We have a winner. There you go. Since you're boring, you're excused from the rest of the show. Casey, you need to leave the room. So just get rid of her. Get rid of her. You have to get rid of her right now. Go. We're live. All right, Angie.
Yes.
Sorry, my child has interrupted us. Let's see. Let me look at Brep's answer. Ah, that's a good one. Angie. My dear, sweet, beautiful Angie. I can say that now because my wife's not in the room. She won't listen to the playback. Jim's collection, it's vast. It's very big. What do you think? What's the most valuable thing in his collection?
I would probably say the Optimus Primal.
We have another winner. Wow, Optimus Primal, absolutely. There we go. It's a prototype Primal Prime.
Yes.
So very close, very good. I'm going to give you credit for that. Amy, you're still behind the other ladies. I'm keeping score. Elena,
yeah.
What do you think is my most valuable piece in my collection? Now think, my collection is vast. It's not just toys. It includes lots of other things associated with Transformers. What do you think?
I think it's your clear Optimus Prime.
My clear Optimus Prime. Actually, I don't know anymore. No, I would say that's no longer the most valuable piece in my collection, but it used to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got some artwork. I've got some G1 artwork hidden somewhere. I don't know. Maybe.
We don't even know the answer.
I know the answer. I'm technically not allowed to say it in public, okay? But it just goes to show that you don't know, all right?
That's not fair. You don't even know.
No, I know. I'm just, there's like, there's a legal issue here involved. I just want to see if you know. All right. Ladies, it's a yes or no question. Angie, I'm looking at you. Do you think Jim has ever hidden a package arriving in the mail from you? Because he didn't want you to know that he got something in the mail.
That's my question.
It's a yes or no question.
No.
No?
No.
You think he's honest with you every single time? You don't think there's ever been anything he's hidden from you?
No, I don't think.
No? Either you guys live a boring life or you guys are really in sync with each other, because that is correct. Amy.
Yes.
Do you think Jim has ever hidden an item arriving in the mail from him? Because he didn't want you asking questions like, where's that? How much was that? Why did our power get shut off and you're getting a box? What's going on here? Why does it smell like perfume?
Um, In the 10 years of marriage, I would say probably maybe once or twice.
Jim says that would be dumb. No.
Oh.
So Jim is also a very boring person.
And I have trust issues.
Melissa, you need to look behind you. You see that whole wall over there?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think if you were living with this man, knowing what you know about him so far, knowing how much he spent on a Transformer, $800, do you think he'd hide a package from you from arriving in the mail?
No, he wouldn't.
No?
Mm-mm.
Man, everyone's so, like, truthful and honest. Elena?
Not everyone.
Yeah. Oh, you better believe I'm going to hide something. You, yeah. I hide stuff from you all the time. I'm hiding stuff right now from you.
I'm sure.
I hope my girlfriend's not watching. I can't say her name because the other girlfriend will get mad. Okay.
Get mad.
Melissa.
Yes.
Do you think Duran has ever lied to you about what he's paid for a figure?
No. He's very open with me.
Amy, do you think Jim's ever lied to you about what he's paid for a figure?
I'm going to have to go with a yes on that one, and if he says no, he's got to be lying.
Angie, do you think Brett's ever hidden what he's paid for something from you?
No.
Why are you so definite? Why are you so sure?
I know him too well.
Elena?
I think it's obvious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time. All right, two of you were correct, or three of you, I guess, were correct, and one of you was wrong, and let's just leave it at that. Now you'll never know. But, yes, one of you was incorrect. So I'll let you ponder amongst yourselves. Angie, I think you grew a tail.
It's my dog, sorry.
God, I thought that was a horse. All right. Well, she's got to feed her horse, so I'm going to go back to Melissa. And Melissa, are you the type you look like a horrible, mean person. Would you probably have threatened Duran. Have you ever threatened Duran with you gotta get rid of your toys, man? You're a grown man. You need to get rid of this.
No, that would actually be my son, but not me.
I think your son's going to Harvard or something. Amy, don't lie to me. I know what country you live in.
I don't believe I have. No.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jim and Duran agree with you. Angie, I'm going to guess that it might be a definite no on your part.
Yes.
Yes? Yes, you have threatened him, or no, you haven't?
Definitely no.
Definitely no, you have not.
Right.
Let's see. I'm going to go with I get threatened every day of my life.
Wait, am I answering or are you answering?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you answer. Have you ever threatened me with getting rid of my toys?
Of course.
At least once a week. Never-ending saga. That's why it's different years of how long we've been together. Well, there's Elena years and then there's Rick years, okay? So, you know, that's why you never ask me, you know.
I think it's just because you save all your brain cells for your collection. Hmm? As to how the details.
I wasn't listening to what you were saying. Okay, let's go on here to another question. Angie,
yes.
It's a yes or no question.
Okay.
Do you think Brett's ever lied to you about going to do something and instead go to do a Transformers thing?
No.
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 Why not?
Because he's always open with me. He has never lied to me.
Okay, we're going to go to Amy. Amy. Do you think Jim's ever skewered the truth about what he's doing and gone off to do a toy thing?
I don't think he would purposely do that, no. He might go out and plan on doing one thing and then wound up doing a Transformer thing, but I don't think he would lie about it.
Okay. Melissa. I mean, come on.
No, he wouldn't. I'm pretty much involved in a lot of things, so no, he wouldn't lie to me.
All right. I am forced to say that they all agree with you. I pretty much didn't have a choice in that. You think I've ever lied to you and gone and done a toy thing?
I don't think so. Okay. Am I wrong about that one?
It's me we're talking about.
Really?
Yes, I've absolutely lied to you. Where do you think all those display cases came from? Oh, no, I can't go to your family bullshit thing, whatever.
No, that's not a toy thing.
Well, it's a thing for my toys. Or I've told you I've gone to BotCon and gone somewhere else. Hawaii is you. All right. Ladies, are there any questions that you would want to ask your man if you had the opportunity? Now that we're airing our grievances, right, just like Festivus. Melissa, do you have any questions you would want to throw out at Duran? Let me ask you this. Do you think he's going to collect for the rest of his life?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's got me involved. Because I'm excited about it as well.
Let's say you guys have a marriage or commitments or whatever you people do out in the Midwest. Do you think you would have a Transformers-themed ceremony?
Hell yeah. I've already talked about it.
Oh, my God. Something's wrong with that woman.
For the reception, yes.
If you ever were to get divorced from Jim, do you think you'd have a Transformers-themed divorce?
No. I can't see myself ever divorcing him. But no.
Angie?
Yes.
When you guys got married, how long ago did you guys get married?
21 years ago.
Jesus. Wow. Good for you. That's like two marriages right there.
Yeah.
21 years ago, that was probably too early to have like a themed wedding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you at least have like a groom's cake or something?
No.
No? If you guys were to renew your vows and have a whole new ceremony, would you have a Transformers ceremony?
I don't know.
Come on. I need a better question than that, an answer than that one. If Jim said,
Fred,
Angie, I got to have an Optimus Prime cake that transforms and shoots frosting. It's going to be like $5,000 for this cake.
If it's $5,000, no, I wouldn't do it.
All right, what if he said, Angie, everyone has to be in costume?
I would.
Okay. What about you, Amy?
No.
Transformers-themed wedding?
No.
Transformers-themed cake?
No, we before we got married, we were joking around and talking about it, but no.
What about having a voice actor there to sign autographs and do voices with the people?
Possibly, maybe.
Okay. What if the voice actor was nude?
Huh?
Okay, Melissa. Well, we know you're weird, so we're just gonna skip you. Elena. Mm-hmm. Was yes or no? Was I allowed to have any Transformers at our wedding?
No. Oh yes.
No.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
One thing, wasn't it?
No, you strictly forbade me from having anything Transformers at my wedding.
That's not true. We got a wedding gift that was Transformer related.
Yeah, we got a wedding gift from one of my Transformers friends. Yeah, that was Transformers related. Mm-hmm. He didn't give us the gift at the wedding.
I thought you had something Transformers at the wedding.
I had nothing Transformers except my friends who showed up. Half of them I've blocked on Facebook already. Has Brett ever done anything with his toy collection to upset you?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
He had sold some stuff. I didn't want him to.
What, like a Black Zarek or something, or?
I don't know the names, but I know he has.
So these are Transformers that you liked.
Yes.
And he sold them.
Yes.
And it made you angry.
Yes.
If you and Brett were to ever split up, would you you think you'd take a hammer to his toys?
No.
What you should do is sue him for half the value of the collection that he's amassed since being married to you. That's why I have a prenup.
We do?
Well, I'm really good at signing your signature. Mm. Amy, same kind of question. You and Jim break up. You finally find out Jim's cheating on you. You take a sledgehammer to his toys, or do you let them go in peace?
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I wouldn't tear them up or anything.
Melissa, you'd probably take his toys and put them in your room. You're on breakup.
That bought.
What's that? You take the toys back.
I would take the ones I bought.
Can you name any Transformer that you've bought for him?
Oh my goodness. off the top of my head.
See that big giant white Transformer behind you? Look over your right shoulder.
Yeah.
The big one in the case. It's kind of like kneeling down.
Yeah, that one.
The quarter. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
You know.
Amy, can anyone name him? Amy, Angie?
I have no idea.
Galvatron?
What'd you say?
Galvatron?
Are you just saying the only name that you know?
No.
Look at that big Transformer right here. Does that look like a Galvatron to you?
I don't know.
Then why would you say that?
I thought it was correct.
What in your head made you decide that big, giant, white thing would be called Galvatron?
I don't know. Is it right?
No, it's not right.
Now, Galvatron is purple. At least the one that Daron has.
Galvatron is purple.
Okay.
All right. This is the part where I'm going to open it up to some more questions for you guys. Elena.
Yeah.
What do you think is the sneakiest thing I've ever done to get Transformers-wise? To get a Transformer or to surprise you? Surprise! I just bought this. Sorry, we can't get a car type thing.
I don't know.
Good. Good answer. All right. Amy, Melissa. Who is Optimus Prime?
He's the leader of the Autobots.
Yep.
Hey, Angie.
Yeah.
Who's Galvatron?
I don't know.
You asked who Galvatron. You said Galvatron, Elena. Who's Galvatron?
Isn't he the precursor to Megatron?
Well, that's kind of close. You got it reversed. Megatron's the precursor to Galvatron. Good word usage. okay. Elena, is there anything about my collection that frustrates you?
No, I just have to name one thing.
No, you can name more than one thing. Yeah, just go ahead. You know, let it breathe.
Its size.
Its size, yes. It's very large. Yes. What else besides the size? Look, how big is my collection?
Pretty big.
I know it's pretty big, but we're talking about the collection. How big is it? How big is my toy collection? When we move into this house.
Right now, it's filled up our 3-car garage, so it's pretty big.
When we move to this house, how many trucks did it take to move the collection?
Four.
Four, yes. Oh, Angie. This has basically consumed Brett's whole life. Is there anything you find frustrating about him and his toys?
None at all.
Really? Yeah. Now, do you go to conventions with him?
Yes.
Yeah? You look familiar. I think we might have bumped into each other previously at the BotCon. Do you look forward to traveling with him and going to the conventions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Is there any part of that you find annoying or tedious?
No.
No?
No.
Amy, I would imagine that at this point, you've been together so long. I mean, you've had to have gone to some conventions with him, right?
Yeah, I've gone to a few.
Did you get dragged along, or do you voluntarily go?
I voluntarily went.
And how did you find the experience?
It was fun. The only part that I found kind of boring the first time was the, I don't know what they called it, where they gathered the night before and they went through the figures and like the pre-party or whatever they call it.
Oh, parts party.
Yeah, that's it.
Parts party.
That's the one time in each convention that I always found really boring, because I would go with him and then I would sit and just kind of, you know, wait on him.
Yeah. And someone would come up to you and they'd be like, hey, do you have a landing gear for Starscream? And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah. But I've helped him a couple times with like a booth and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Melissa, 2 years. Have you ever been dragged to a convention?
Actually, I went to BotCon this year. So.
Oh, you went to BotCon this year. Good for you. Yeah. Did you enjoy yourself?
You know what? I did.
Did you actually go into the convention, or did you, like, go out and do stuff outside the show?
No, since it was basically 30 minutes down the road from where we live, I was a dealer helper, so it was very interesting. I enjoyed it very much.
Elena.
What?
We've been together, I don't know, 20, 30 years.
30 years.
I think
you must be thinking about your other girlfriends.
Have you ever been to a convention?
Yes, several.
Yeah. What's the farthest you've traveled with me to a convention?
California.
What about the one in Italy?
We didn't go to that convention on purpose. We just happened to run into it.
Yes, we just happened to run into a mega toy convention in Italy on our honeymoon. That was accidental, yes. How did you like the experience of going to BotCon? Use your words. Don't be afraid.
All
right. No, you can't just say, all right, you're not your brother Matt, all right? Like, express yourself, you know, it's all right. You know, express yourself. You don't have to speak in Balboa talk. What was it like? You went to a convention. Was it? What did you expect to see and versus what you saw?
It was what I expected to see.
Well, what was that? What did you expect to see?
A lot of people that were interested in toys.
Oh, my God. I just don't – I can't deal with you right now. Melissa, you went to BotCon. What were your expectations versus what you actually saw there?
I was just amazed by all the people. Everybody young and old and in between, but it's just – to me, it was just fascinating to see all walks of life from everywhere to come to a show.
Did you see anything that struck you as, like, weird?
No.
No, really?
No.
Angie, you've been to a number of conventions. Anything strike you as like, wow, that's, that's weird. I know you're probably used to it by now, but you know, think about those first conventions you went to, pre-marriage, you know, when he was trying to woo you. What did you see at those conventions? What was it like getting acclimated to that?
There's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people, yeah.
Sorry, but some of them didn't take a shower. They stink.
So let me ask you ladies this. If there was a convention where you had a bar of soap and an exclusive figure inside that bar of soap, how many of you ladies think your man would just cut the soap open to get the figure rather than actually use the soap? Open form.
Deron would.
He would cut it open. Yeah, he would. In all the years I've known Deron, I don't think I've ever known him to take a shower once. So, Amy, what was it like? What was it like going to your first convention and seeing the multitude of people there and people dressed in costumes and spending copious amounts of money on plastic?
It was fun. I enjoyed seeing like the people that dressed up and cosplays and stuff. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. Well, it surprised me, which I shouldn't have, but it was more of a stereotypical thing, I guess, when I first was with James, was to see the girls and the women. I guess I just always assumed it was more of a guy thing.
To see women in maybe like a sexy cosplay outfit? Or women like buying Transformers?
Yeah, fans. Yeah, collectors. I just always kind of assumed it would just be mainly guys. And so that really surprised me. So yeah, that's probably one of the main things.
All right. Let's throw it back to Melissa. Melissa, have you ever seen Deron act like a little man baby over a toy? Like, oh my God, look at this. It's the articulation and it's got the crotch cannon. It's all the, like, have you ever seen him act that way?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
I have.
Now tell me about the emotions you felt inside when you realized that this person you decided to let into your life as a significant other was acting in such a way that was unbecoming of a normal human being.
Actually, my first thought was, oh, aren't you cute?
There's something wrong with you, lady. Angie.
Yeah.
You look like you've shot a gun before. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, I could tell. You look like you're a dangerous woman. I would not want to fight you. I fought women before. I don't think I'd want to fight you. You ever see Brett geek out over something?
I don't recall.
Okay, Senator Clinton, thank you.
Sorry.
Amy,
Yes.
Now, I know Jim acts like a baby in most situations, but have you ever seen him, like, melt over, like, oh, I just found that. I can't believe I found this. This is the one left arm Creo figure I was looking for.
Oh, yes, many times. Many, many times. Yeah.
What do you think, Elena?
Of course.
Well, when was the first time you saw me lose my composure?
I don't remember.
Well, what goes through your head when you see me lose my composure? I mean, even to this day, there's what I love about Transformers is that I'll collect for the next 30, 40 years, however long I have left to live. And I'll still find things from like 1984 that I didn't know existed. And that's what gets me pumped. What goes through your head when you see me get more excited over that than I do with those kid things we have?
Kid things?
The girl things. what goes through your head?
That's not true anyway.
That's right. We don't technically have children. We have monsters. What goes through your head? Come on, what do you think of me? You know what? This is the moment of truth. This is the moment where you and I decide if we're going to stay together. what do you think about all this? Now, earlier in the show, we said, what, it took 4 trucks to move my collection. We're talking like they were, what, 42 foot long trucks, right? We had to find a house big enough for my collection. We got a 3-car garage, what, a 2,200-foot basement with 11-foot-tall ceilings that I'm turning into the Ark. I built a giant stone structure outside with the Autobot symbol in it.
Is there a question in there?
Yeah, like, what do you think about all that? Like, what is your true raw emotion inside of you that I've taken it to this level that, hey, I've gone and worked for Hasbro, I've traveled all over the world looking for toys, I've spent thousands of dollars on a single figure, I've got art and boxes of toys and train sets and lunchboxes and hundreds of t-shirts. How do you feel about all this?
Well, that's for me to know and you to find out.
Well, that's not how radio works, Elena. That's not how radio works.
Well, that's why you shouldn't have put me on the radio.
You have to ask the question and then get a response back. That's how radio works.
That's what happens when you talk to a psychiatrist.
Okay, listen, don't tell these people anything about you because then they'll come find you. All right? What do you think about this? I've altered our lives significantly to collect Transformers. What do you think about all this mess?
That's what it is.
So that's it? It is what it is. So when I show up with the Camaro or I show up and say, hey, Peter Cullen's gonna come live with us from now on. That's it? It is what it is? Is there anything I can do to get you to say enough is enough?
I think you've been working on that.
Well, I got to know where the limit is, so that's why I keep pushing it.
You keep pushing it.
So what is the limit, Elena? What is the breaking point that you as an adult female have to say, I'm fed up with your crap, I'm taking the kids, what's your face, and the other one, and I'm going back to Dirty Jersey? You have to answer. Answer the question.
No, I do not.
Don't
have
wait
to
for
answer.
The translation. Answer it now.
I plead the fifth.
That is not how radio works. Amy, is there anything that Jim could do to just completely screw up your relationship because he did something with Transformers?
If he put the Transformers before future children.
Wow, you actually plan to have children with him.
Yes, we've been.
No, I'm. No, seriously, you want to have children with Jim?
Hmm.
God, there's something wrong with you too. Melissa, you haven't been with Duran very long. There's still time for you to get out.
I'm not kidding. I'm not getting out.
This is actually an intervention, a show. that's why the wives are on here, to tell you this is what your future is. Did you just hear my wife? We had four trucks move my collection. That's not the house stuff. It's not the beds, the sofas. That was just my toys. My frickin' toys.
I know. I was told about it, actually.
What goes through your mind when you see... I mean, look at Angie. Look at that display behind her. And look at Amy. There's Jim's Creo display behind her. That's a joke. Because he sold all the see, there's nothing behind her. Look at that, Melissa. When you see how vast and deep people can get sucked into this world.
I hope, honestly, Duran's collection will one day truly expand. That's the goal right now, and the goal is also to move into a bigger house where both of us can live and expand.
Do you want it to get to the point where I am, where it's like a kind of point of no return, where it's like we had to buy a house that was big enough for the toys and fit our family?
I hope to one day get there. Yeah. I'm excited. Yes, I've gone on to the dark side, I should say.
What is the most you would be comfortable with letting Duran spend on a figure?
Today? That's a very hard question. If today, maybe today, 500 today.
Angie. Is there anything Brett can do? Is there any level that he could expand this, his business, his collection, to make you say, I've had enough?
No.
What do you think is the most you ever would let him spend on a single figure?
I haven't really thought about it. I would probably say... Five thousand.
You're a good woman. I knew I like you better than the other ones. Amy.
Yes.
Standing in front of Jim's beautiful Creo collection. What is, as of today, as of right now, what do you think is the most you'd be comfortable with him spending on a single item?
Probably 500.
500, okay. So everyone's pretty moderate. 500, 5,000. We're in the fives.
You're not going to ask me those questions.
What is the most you would feel comfortable with me spending? If I said, Elena, this is the only one I've ever found. This is it. I'm going to stop collecting from this point on if I can get this.
That's never going to happen.
Well, I'm, you know, at the moment, that's what I would tell you.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't believe it.
If I said, hey, this is once in a lifetime, I have to have this, it's this much, what can we do? What number are we looking at?
Zero right now, because I just bought you a house for your collection.
The answer is... whatever it costs, as long as you don't find out about it. Right? As long as you don't find out about it, we're cool, right?
No.
Dude. Elena, what question do you have for the other ladies? These are women who are in similar situations to you. What questions do you have for them? Angie, come on. What questions do you have for the ladies? Or what advice do you have to give? And especially to Melissa, who's new at this.
Be supportive. Be there with him. I don't know.
Melissa, you got a fire in you. What do you want to ask these ladies who have been in the shit for the last 10 years? What do you want to ask them? Who've been through it all. They've been through Armada and all the mini-con variants. They've been through the movies. They've been through Masterpiece. They've been through Third Party. What do you want to ask them right now?
Honestly, I don't have any questions. I'm learning. I don't know everybody's, all the Transformer names yet. I'm learning. He knows I'm behind him 110%. We talk about everything, so I don't have any questions right now.
Do you enjoy watching Transformers with him on TV?
The movie. We watched a couple of movies together, but where we don't live together right now, it's in our work schedules. It's kind of hard. But we have watched.
Does he have Transformers at your place?
Actually, I have my own Transformers at my place that
Amy,
I have
bought. Do you enjoy watching any television or films Transformers based with Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you have a particular favorite?
I think the second Michael Bay Transformers is probably my favorite, followed up by the first.
Wow, I think the internet is just lighting up right now with just like heat mail going towards Jim. The second Michael Bay movie. Good God. Angie. Do you even own a TV? Or did Jim sell that to buy some toys?
I'm sorry.
I asked if you like to watch Transformers with him on TV.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Wow. Look at how supportive these people are of their husbands and their boys. Why can't you be cool like that? I don't think anyone online is expecting me to ask you. I think everyone online already knows what you're going to say to every single question.
Okay.
What?
Can I leave now?
What?
Everyone already knows the answer.
Now, what's your thought on this? We have a TV in our minivan, and I play He-Man, I play Thundercats, Transformers, Beast Wars, all sorts of cartoons for our daughters. In our van, and I'm trying to indoctrinate them young. You know, it's like a smoking thing. You got to hook them while they're young. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I try to balance it out and do everything else that you don't expose them to.
And what is that?
All the girl stuff.
Well, I play Doc McStuffins for them and stuff, but what, you know, balance it out. What? So you're saying girls need to only have a pink mentality? Is that what you're saying?
No, you expose them to the boy stuff, I expose them to the girl stuff. So you got a well-rounded experience.
Does any of the stuff I put in front of them bother you? Mm-hmm. So Thundercats is okay, Voltron, Walking Dead. Game of Thrones. That's
you
all.
You do not put Walking Dead in.
Well, not anymore. Not since Carol made that one girl look at the flowers. Melissa, you said you had at least one kid.
I have two kids. Yes.
You have at least two children that you know of. Great. You mentioned something about your son not really understanding this, or said you should sell these and grow up. How old's your son? What do you think he understands about this?
My son is 17, and he just can't fathom the idea that grown men and women collect toys. He says it all the time.
does he like play video games? Does he have like an Xbox or something like that?
Yes, he has PS4.
And is he always buying games for that?
No.
I'm trying to make an analogy here. All right, you're not
actually
helping.
Actually, I kind of gave him. He collects actually Hot Wheels. So.
So it's okay.
So I told him that it's basically the same thing.
To collect Hot Wheels, but it's not okay for Duran to collect Transformers. Does he understand what a double standard is? Now, does yes. Duran call him out on his BS, or do you?
Between him and Orson, they kind of give it to my son. So yes.
I'm glad you brought up Orson. What do you think about his Transformers friends, Melissa?
Actually, between him and Duran, I've met a lot of people, and actually, there's a lot of people that are just everyday people that each day I'm discovering more and more.
Do you have a favorite amongst his Transformers friends?
Do I have
No.
I don't.
Megamis, Angie.
Yes.
What do you think of all these people at these conventions who know your husband, that he hangs out with, that he looks forward to seeing, like it's like Thanksgiving or something? What do you think of these people? What do you think of these guys?
I think it's nice. I enjoy it.
Now, does he involve you in hanging out with them, or do you like kind of hide in the hotel room for a little bit?
No, he involves me.
Yeah. Okay. Amy, what about you? What do you think about your husband's interaction with other collectors?
I'm supportive of it. It makes me happy. He tries to get me in on it, and sometimes I do, but other times I'm more back in the shadows.
Elena. We have a, sometimes we have guests come through our house. Sometimes they stay with us for a little bit. What do you think about my Transformer friends?
Your friends.
Are they your friends too?
Some of them.
Who is a mutual friend of ours?
Tony
Prado? Okay. Does he seem like normal to you?
Nobody seems normal to me.
She's a doctor. I'm sorry. She's a, what are you, a psychiatrist, a therapist? Sociologist? What are you again?
Hey, you need a psychiatrist to be able to be married to you, so.
You're a child psychiatrist, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're married to me, who collects toys. Yeah. I'm sure someone can write a whole book about just you. Elena, what is the thing you hate the most about my collection? You just don't want to say it. Go ahead, say it. This is your opportunity.
I don't know.
What is, you're telling me it's taking up a third of our home right now. And then it's going to take the basement over. And there's nothing you hate about it?
I don't know.
Man, I'm going to go out and buy some shit tomorrow. Angie, is there anything that bothers you about this?
No, nothing at all.
There's nothing at all. the constant traveling, the constant packing up, constant influx of boxes.
No.
No?
No.
Amy?
No. You kind of have to have certain tolerance to be a therapist.
Are you talking about my wife now, or are you a therapist?
Me.
Oh, you're a therapist.
I'm not a therapist.
I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Amy.
Yeah, I'm a child therapist. So there's a lot of tolerance for, I don't know what you call it.
Putting up with his crap.
Yeah.
Melissa, new to the game. Anything you get sick of about this?
You know, the empty boxes that Daron keeps around this apartment drives me.
Well, you never know when you need to mail something out.
Well, you know, there's a lot of empty boxes around here, and it drives me insane.
You know, we had so many empty boxes that Rick had to get rid of a whole bunch of empty boxes.
What's a whole bunch? Like
a whole attic full.
Yeah, a whole attic full.
That he convinced me he would need someday.
But then the attic got full. All right, so when we moved to our house, to our old house 7-8 years ago, I unpacked my toys and put all the empty boxes in the attic, saying, one day when we move, I'm going to need these boxes to pack up all these toys. Because back then it was only one truck to move the collection. But then, as the collection grew, toys started going in front of those boxes. So I couldn't get to those boxes when it was time to move to this house because there was toys in front of them. So I had to get new boxes to pack the toys up. And then by the time I was packing the toys up, I still had all those empty boxes up there. I think they're still up there too. At least some of them. So we have a child therapist. We got a child psychologist.
Psychiatrist. I think you get that straight.
I don't know. Angie, do you work? What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I work at the ARC Encounter. I'm a host.
Does any of your income that you make working there, go to feed Brett's addiction?
No.
No?
No.
Has he ever asked you, like, hey, loan me $3,000, I need to buy this toy?
No.
No?
No.
Melissa, I got a feeling I know the answer to this. How in debt to you is Duran right now? Are we in the hundreds? Are we in the thousands? How much money does he owe you for Transformers right now?
We're in the thousands.
You're in the thousands, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Amy.
Yes.
What do you think?
He's never asked me. He would ask me if like his birthday's coming up or Christmas, but I mean, I'm not gonna charge him or, you know, have him pay me back, but there's no debt there.
Hey, what did you get me for Christmas? Stupid clothes. Stupid, like I want clothes. Half the time, I work at home. Half the time, I'm walking around in my boxer shorts. You get me something cool, you know. Your mom got me something cool. She doesn't even live here. I don't even like her. She got me something cool. I feel we've probably run our course. I think we're going to call it an early night tonight. But first, I'm going to ask Elena, final thoughts. Has this helped you at all to see that there's other women out there in your predicament?
Not really.
Let me ask you this, Elena. What are you going to do when I die?
I'm going to donate all your toys to Goodwill.
No, seriously, what are you going to do? Because there's a sizable, as you know, there's a sizable, as you know, because you pay for the bills,
yeah.
There's a sizable monetary investment in these toys. What is your plan? What are you going to do when I die?
I don't know.
You are so bad at being on a show.
I know. That's why I told you not to ask me.
Angie, what's your plan of attack? Jim dies tomorrow. What are you going to do?
You mean Brett?
Oh, Brett. Brett.
You kept mixing them up.
If your boyfriend Jim dies tomorrow, I guess you could still live with Brett, but Brett dies tomorrow. What are you going to do with his toys?
I'm going to keep them.
You're going to keep them?
Yes.
Sentimental value or for the monetary investment?
No, sentimental.
Sentimental. Well, what do you think when you get older, what's going to happen? And you have to move into like hospice or something.
And it probably go to his kids, our kids.
Wow. Okay. Are your kids into it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, that's good.
Not really.
Amy.
Hmm.
I don't think Jim has any Transformers left in his collection. So, yes. What's your plan when he dies? Are you actually going to buy some Transformers and have them buried with him, or?
No, he still has Transformers. There are certain ones that I know mean a lot to him. So I definitely would keep those. The other ones would probably give to any children that we have. Try to keep it within the family.
Do you know which Transformers are sentimental to me, Elena?
Clear one?
Well, the clear one is, but that's one that you should sell when I die. You should definitely sell those ones. Melissa, let's say Duran... let's say Duran outlives you. How long before he starts dating?
I would give him at least a year.
Oh, that's way too long. I think the correct answer was like 2 weeks. He's hitting on people at the wake. That's what's happening. I told my wife that if he dies, I got to be married in a month because I can't take care of myself. I mean, look at me. Look at me. I know I look like I'm 57, but I'm 37. Imagine me without a wife. Miss Angie, thank you for being on the show. Final thoughts.
I'm sorry, what?
We'll come back to you. Amy. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for being on the show. Sorry about Jim, in general. Sorry about him. Final thoughts.
Just to anyone out there, chances are this fascination with Transformers started out in their childhood. So being supportive of them because it is important to them.
You brought up something interesting. Elena, you're a doctor. My fascination with Transformers started when I was in my childhood. How do you think that's transcended into adulthood? Why do you think I have a fascination with Transformers?
Oh, I have my theories, but I don't think you want me to be...
No, come on. Come on, that's good radio right there. Come on. Yeah, this is the part where you talk.
You really want me to be sharing all this?
I want you. This is the part where you talk, yeah. Why do you think that I still have an addiction to Transformers?
Well, I've heard that family members have broken toys of yours.
Okay.
In your childhood.
Okay.
And it was an upsetting experience.
Okay. And you think that's why I still play with Transformers?
think that's part of it.
Well, what's the other part of it? You don't know. You're a bad doctor. Is that what you tell your patients? I don't know what's wrong with you. Go see another doctor. Is that what happens? No wonder you're stressed at your job. Melissa, thanks for being on the show. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts is, if you get into this, if you start dating someone, marry someone, be supportive. Don't be against them. Don't fight against them. Enjoy it.
I was expecting a lot more like confrontation from all of you. It's kind of unsettling to see that all these other men have like super supportive like people in their lives, and I'm stuck with like this hateful woman who like she's like, when can I park my car in the garage? I don't know. It's gonna be like another year before I'm done building the basement. All right, Elena, final thoughts?
I don't know.
Boy. Yeah.
I will say this. If James were to ever attempt to build his collection up as much as you have, we would probably have problems.
like logistic problems? Like, hey, we need a bigger house problems? Or like, need to have problems?
like me and him would have problems. Yeah. But yeah, just throwing that out there. So I'm supportive, but to a point.
well, my wife says out of sight, out of mind. So as long as I don't keep the toys in the living room or as long as it's in the garage in the basement, it's fine with her. Angie, are there any random boxes throughout your house?
In the garage. Yes.
Melissa, I think we can see Durant's whole house in that one screen.
Actually, I've always told him, and this will remain, Transformers can be in any room except for the bedroom.
Okay. Well.
You broke in that role.
All right, so this was an experiment, having the spouses on. I hope for the three people who are still listening that thank you for bearing with us while we try this out. This is not going to be a weekly thing. I think this was a one-time thing. I think we should do this a year from now and see who's still with the same significant other. And Melissa, it was nice knowing you. Amy, I'm going to send Jim some boxes of overflow stuff. Angie, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Elena, if you have any health issues, I mean, I'd be ecstatic right now. All right. So from TFYLP or TIFBLA.
I have a couple more questions.
Oh, my God.
Ouch. You got it all tangled.
I'm sorry.
All right. Watch my feet. I'm like barefoot. Okay. Girls. Is everybody still here?
Yes.
So is this episode giving you new light on us dorks?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think it's helped you understand us or helped you fear us a lot more? Does it put more worry in your in the back of your minds, or do you...
It's helped me feel better.
It makes you feel that you're not alone now, right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh
I hope people, I don't know. I think I'm in a weird situation because all of you guys have like super like everyone's really happy about it and like.
Well, Rick, I think though, in all honesty though, with as much insanity as your collection is, and I've seen glimpses of it.
I'm on the radio.
Well, I've seen glimpses of it. I mean, you're building toward 100 sweeps, 100 of the exact same toy, and she allows this. She has to be.
May
awesome.
Not know about it. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, listen, I give my wife crap, but you know, she does support me very much.
You only say that because she sleeps next to you.
Well, she does. But, you know, my wife is super supportive of me. She may not be vocal about it. She may make a lot of grunting noises when I try to talk to her about it. but listen, if it weren't for her, I wouldn't have amassed the amount of crap that I have right now. So, and, when I say four trucks, it's not four trucks of Transformers. It's, you know, there's display cases, there's my alien collection, like, Batman.
All right. Well, while you're talking about masses, you know, and all this other stuff, there's one thing I was listening on my phone, and there's just one thing that's really, really needs to be said is, one, we didn't hit the PG-13 rating yet, so I'm going to say, what the fuck? My name's Brett. Fucking Brett. Not Jim.
Jim, right.
Call him Jim.
Just calm down.
She's getting fucking confused.
I caught that a couple times.
But that's okay.
I thought I just did it the one time.
There's several times.
A lot. She's like, I'm watching going, just let it go. Just let it go. She's going... I don't know what the fuck Jim's going to say. I don't understand this.
It kind of falls out.
Now, we got the PG-13 out of the way. It's fine. Everything was Jim. Jim, Jim, Jim. I'm like, my name's not Jim.
Maybe Jim has
his popular.
You should have just said that, Rick.
Hey, look. All I'm going to say is...
Is there a way to change Brett's new tag under his name, Jim?
Wait a minute. Jim, if you've been coming over, whatever, at least mow the lawn. All right? God bless you.
Man, I'll tell you, if I knew I was this popular, I wouldn't have to sit here and play with my little purple one-eyed monster.
Yeah, I bet.
And he holds up Shockwave.
At least he said little. That's okay.
But, you know, I was listening into in the other room, and you know, Melissa talking about her toys that she has, sitting on the desk right in front of me, is her Titan Returns Weird Wolf right next to my Titan Returns Weird Wolf, and she's taking this home with her. So, I mean, it's like she has her own collection. She bought a vintage complete G1 Weird Wolf at BotCon for herself that is nicer than mine.
whoa. Are we talking about werewolf envy? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
A little bit of envy? That's okay.
I think if my wife ever bought a Transformer that was nicer than mine, I'd divorce her.
That's probably true.
Like, if she came home with, like, I don't know, like a Red Trax, I'd be like, no. No, you can't have that.
But, you know, I think I have to say, though, that, you know, I've loved my girlfriend before. But...
Wow, way to start off.
No. Let me finish. I've loved my girlfriend before, but listening into this episode and seeing how much fun she's had, just hearing her laugh and hear other women that are in a similar predicament as herself, and just seeing her at BotCon this year, just absolutely blew me away, and it honestly makes me fall farther in love with this woman every day. And I honestly don't know how many toys I would not have without you. But at the same time, I don't know what I'd do without you. And
I'd have less toys.
Yeah, I'd have less toys. But she kind of knew. I have to admit, she kind of knew what my most expensive Transformer was, simply because she helped me buy it at WattCon. So,
well, real quick. As far as the questions go, and I mean, we got the questions and we had to answer them. And as far as my most expensive or prize, whichever, and I didn't say anything, but of course she knew. And it was that prototype Primal Prime. And the reason she knows it's my most prized and it's priceless, it's not worth anything, is because she found it. She found that at a Goodwill for $1. And it's not because she found it for $1 and it's worth whatever. It's because she took her time to find something she thought I would like. It happened to turn out to be really great. Thank you very much. But that was it. That's why I've told her many, many times. And yes, I was listening, and I have downsized and I have sold stuff, this, that, and the other. That is one item I will never sell. And it's because of the emotional value and what she did for me and my weird obsession with all these goofy people. Yes.
Well said, Jim.
well said, Jim. I've got another question for the lady. So, knowing that this helps you understand and see how your significant other, your spouse, feels about this and how other ladies feel about this. Are you more comfortable in general with the other person, with your people, that?
I am sorry, but first of all, I'm thinking someone's sneezing really loud, and then I saw a cat's ass.
Wait. Dawn's not, Dawn is not even on this episode,
yes.
and we have a Massey attack.
The first thing I thought of is, Dawn's not on here. What the hell? Yes. So we do have a cat attack right there.
But
that's okay.
Let me try to rephrase this. So, I mean, I'm trying to get at something here that I'm trying to phrase it in a way that's understandable, and I know what I'm thinking, but getting it into words. Ladies, do you feel more comfortable in general with your spouse because of this episode?
I don't know. I didn't know we were allowed to listen in. I'll find out tomorrow.
Well, no, I'm asking the ladies, Jim. Unless you have parts that we're
not
aware
of. Shut up, Jim. I'm the other Jim. Shut up.
I was answering for Brett. That's his fault.
Yeah, no. There's no Brett here. Shut up, Jim. It's Jim, shut up. All right, go ahead. Amy, go ahead.
It's helped me to realize, to definitely feel better that he's not as bad as a lot of others.
Are you saying I'm bad?
Wait, whoa, what are you trying to say here? What was that all about?
We have a wall of glass and plastic behind us. We could buy a car, a house, what have you, if we sold it. I mean, it's not something that everybody has to deal with their spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, what have you. It's not usual. I mean, some people, I mean, in our instance, it's Transformers. Some people, it's Star Wars, G.I. Joe, what have you. It's and society doesn't necessarily call it the norm, even though it seems to be becoming more acceptable. But
that's just because we're ahead of the curve.
Yes. But I want to ask you, as you're getting ready to take a drink.
Thanks.
I want to ask you, Melissa, did this open your eyes to a whole new world that you weren't aware of? And what do you think about it?
Yes, it did. I didn't know it existed till I met you. It's
your initial thought, and I want to ask your thoughts. Whenever we first met, and I told you that I was into toys, I was upfront about it, right?
Yes.
And what did you think whenever I told you I had a fascination with toys, Transformers in specific?
I wanted to see.
And whenever I opened this door and turned on the light, and all of this behind you was in front of you, what did you think?
Oh shit!
You know, I was sitting here thinking that when you were talking about your fascination, this, that, and the other, and there's so many things that could have happened when you open that door.
Yeah.
So many fetishes. But the best answer was, oh, shit. That's great. I love it.
Well, I mean, I could have opened it up, and it could have been a BDSM club in here.
Yeah, you don't. I wasn't going there. I might have been thinking that. It doesn't matter. You can't prove it, but.
It's like I have.
It still fits with the, oh shit. I mean,
would it have been better if you had opened it up and?
No. Look, 13 rated R. We're down here, okay?
Well, we're not going to go into what would happen if that happened.
No. Look, at TFYLP, we are a soft PG-13. All right.
That's fucking A. Yeah.
That's right.
Seriously, though. I mean, you just don't always stop and think about the people behind the collector. You know, if there's some of us don't have people behind us, you know, and for several years, I didn't. You know, I mean, I just feel so fortunate now that I have someone with me that doesn't judge me for something that I like. You know, everybody's into something. And I like the fact that I know that I can enjoy my hobby and not feel like she's looking at me and like, I really wish he didn't do that. Or do you?
No.
But I mean,
here at TSLT, we do not judge. We don't judge.
It's not the Transformers that she looks at you and says, "I wish he wouldn't do that."
Yeah, it's probably pooting or something. You know, I don't know. but seriously, I mean, I know that there's people out there that don't have support like your spouses, my girlfriend. I want to know if you do have somebody that is non-supportive. Please let us know on our Facebook group. Talk about it. And maybe have them, if they're willing, listen to this episode. Tell them, hey, these are girlfriends, wives of fellow collectors of mine, and I'd like you to listen to this and hear their thoughts. I mean, some of us have collections that are literally insane, you know, and some of us not so much, you know, but there is a level of acceptance. If you love somebody and truly care for somebody, I feel that, you know, it would go both ways. If she was, let's say she was into Jem and the Holograms and she collected everything Jem and the Holograms, I would be fully supportive of it because that's something that she's into. If she collected candles, well, you actually collect shot glasses, you know. So, you know, different kinds of shot glasses, that's something that she likes, you know. I don't find that unusual. I actually find it quite fascinating that that's something that she's into. She's got a little glass case in the living room of her house. And I would be totally supportive of that because not because of she's supportive of me and my hobby, but because I'm supportive of her in general, and it's a mutual road. And I know this episode has been about what the girls think of us, but we as collectors, we need to stop and think, it goes both ways. We appreciate our spouses, our girlfriends, not just because they support us, but because, you know, we need to support them in everything that we do, both in our minds and our hearts. And I don't want to sound sappy, but I mean, that's true. You know, it's a part of love. And I think whenever you look at this, at the guests on this show and hear what they've said, the number one thing I've heard without the word actually being said is love. Everybody here loves their collector, spouse, boyfriend, and I think that's important. You know,
I agree with you. I love my collection. Sorry. You did say collector, collection. I mean, you said it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Jim, do you have a thought?
Oh, you're talking to me. I thought you were the other Jim.
The other Jim.
Yeah. Jungle Jim.
I honestly think that you've excellently articulated pretty much what we all feel regarding this. So I'll show you one thing that I have in my collection. It's probably one of the pinnacle pieces, and I have never opened it, and I never will. It's actually the very first
question here. Huh. That wasn't the answer for the question of the most valuable piece. You said
I said one of the.
It might not be the most valuable piece, but it's an important.
There's sentimental value. There's monetary value. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons. But anyway,
give me a hard time.
Rudeness.
For example, my most expensive piece is not my most valued piece. My most valued piece is my vintage Weird Wolf, which was from my original collection as a child, and it means a lot to me. It has a lot of sentimental value, even more so than dollar value. I'm sorry.
Sorry. But this one here, I've never opened it, and I never will. This is actually the first Transformer that Amy ever bought me. On a whim, Robots in Disguise Optimus Prime Spy Changer.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's awesome. What about you, Rick?
I have some valuable things, monetarily valuable, but my favorite thing, just so you know, is my very first Transformers ever, 1984 Gears, which my mom got for me at a Kmart in Dirty Jersey. I still have it, and probably be buried with it.
What about you, Brett?
I still got to go back to the prototype Primal Prime. And it's because the whole story associated with it is when she brought it home, she had found it, and she was so excited. And I looked at it, and the first thing I said was, someone just used a marker and painted it all black. And then I looked at it and was like, oh, my God, this is what it is. See, I was a little materialistic at the beginning. But now she got something for me that I'm going to keep for the rest of my life. And to me, I will never get rid of it. I've been offered money before and I've turned it down because of one, the story, two, where it came from. I'll never get rid of it. So it's more
of
the story.
I'll give you $10,000 for it right now.
I still wouldn't do it. I swear to God, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it.
Well, and it goes back to, like, you know, I said she helped me at BotCon achieve my Holy Grail Transformer, which is the Death Source. It's right there over my shoulder. And, you know, it's right up there with my vintage Weird Wolf now. You know, there's nothing, you know, I've tried to get a Death Source a few times. I actually had one years and years ago, but I had to sell it for reasons I'd rather not go into. But this particular one, I honestly have to say I'll never sell it because not just because, you know, it's expensive and, you know, I could get a lot of money out of it. But it means a lot to me, not just as a cool toy that I like to look at, but it's also something that she sacrificed of herself so that I may have that joy. And I'm not saying this to brag, but it just goes to show that the sentiment she adds to my collection in sometimes ways that I wouldn't have expected. You know, not just, I mean, I didn't ask her to buy it for me. She just did it, you know, and that right there is just so touching to me. And I'll never forget it. Never forget it. Well, I know we've dragged this on. Anybody have any closing thoughts before we log off?
You mean other than the fact that I'm not Jim?
Well, you might be Jim in a nether universe, you know, like, you know, maybe the upside shattered down glass, or
Brett, is actually,
yes,
it would be a shattered glass gym. No, I still think of more important people that I could be a part of. So no.
I don't know. I think he's the prototype.
I would go with that.
Sponsors.
Yes. Check out our sponsors, CapturePrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. CapturePrey.com. Where you can save even more with the customer loyalty program. You know, you can buy something $150 or more and get free shipping on it. And also, Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection while minimizing your costs with Mega Toy Fan. You can find Mega Toy Fan out at all the hot toy conventions year-round. You can get a lot of great vintage figures from Mega Toy Fan. You can even find them at CTS, Columbus Toy Show, coming up this weekend. Is that right?
Right. In 2 days. I did want to comment on one thing real quick. Edward Hunt, he nailed it right on the head. He said, lucky people. Yes. First, I'm going to say lucky people in that we have the cognitive ability to know that Transformers are cool and all that. But second, that we were smart enough to attach ourselves with spouses or significant others that understand how crazy we are and the stupid things we do, the crazy things we do, and they live with it. And not only do they live with it, but they actually encourage it, like my wife does. Encourages me, which I keep telling her, stop encouraging me, I spend too much money. Believe it or not, I know it's funny, but in this instance, it was more along the lines of, I'm like, I don't want to spend that much money. She's like, go ahead. So they're out there, believe it or not. And they're hot. I mean, it happens. I mean, it's so just keep searching. You'll find them.
I mean,
what it is.
And see, that's just it. I mean, she literally fell in my lap. And I don't mean that to sound dirty, but she she literally fell in my lap. We met each other, and I'll openly say we met online, and it was actually something that. And this is to those of you who don't have somebody, and we're not saying all these things to make you feel jealous or anything. It can help you find somebody like the people that we're with.
More encouragement. You're right. Yeah. Encouragement.
Be open about yourself. Don't hide who you are and what you do. My profile that I had online, I openly said I collect toys, Transformers. If you're not cool with that, don't bother talking to me. And you've got to set your standards. You know, I mean, if somebody is not willing to put up with you in a thing such as your hobby, what else are they not willing to put up with?
Right.
You know, because each one of us that's on this podcast, each one of the guys that's on this podcast, this is a huge part of our lives. It's not our whole life. You know, I do have a life outside of Transformers. Oh, my gosh. However, it's a huge part of my life. There's many reasons that we went into before on different episodes of this podcast. There's many reasons that this is a huge part of my life. And I don't want to be with somebody that is not willing to accept that as part of my life. And to know that somebody is with me that accepts that and embraces it. you know, is a truly awesome feeling. And just be patient. They're out there. If you don't have somebody, be patient. They are out there.
Well, the thing I always like to say is there's a nerd she for a nerd he, and vice versa. They're it's there. And you know, Duran, as well as I do, as many shows as we've done, convention shows, whatever, there's both. And they're there. And believe it or not, and it was funny, I have to say this, because I swear to you, no prompting was done to her when she talked about the conventions and washing. I swear to you, nothing was done to that. But just as people should know that in the debate, there's people out there. Open your mouth, talk, converse, make a relationship.
It has be yourself.
Exactly. Be yourself. Exactly. It's there. And we're not Matchmaker 101 because we're going to start that next week, you know, and we're only $1.99 a minute. And we'll give you all our tips and trades to that. But, no, seriously. We're there. Everyone knows this. You just got to be yourself and put yourself out there. Open up, talk. We've talked about it before as far as everyone on TFYLP. Come up and talk to us. We're people too. You can do that with the opposite sex. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. They'll talk.
And who knows? You might look into that one that is also into Transformers. So then you can fight over your figures. I noticed somebody in a different Facebook group while I was listening in. I was checking out some of those who were commenting throughout the Facebook groups that are watching this episode. And I want to say thank you for listening in. If you love our show, like and subscribe. Tell people about us. We do this stuff all the time. Somebody in one of the Facebook groups said that their significant other is also into Transformers, and they fight sometimes over which figure is whose.
Now, you know what I want? I want to hear awesome. About that fight. That's what I want to hear about.
Who wins? Do you concede? For
the whatever toy. I want to hear about that on TFYLP. And I also want to know, when do you want the ladies back on? Bring them back on again. Oh, don't look at me like that. Bring them back on again and see what's happening. All right? Was this a good one? Let us know. We're always trying something new.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'll do us for this episode. Ladies, I want to thank you ever so much for your time and your patience.
Mostly with us. Other, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry, but, I had to say it.
I do want to thank you for your time, and it's been invaluable, not just for us, but hopefully for you guys, too. I really, really want to thank you.
You're welcome.
And I have to give credit where credit is due. This entire episode was her idea, because I was talking to her about the podcast here a few weeks ago, and she came up and said, "Have you ever had the girlfriends or wives on there?" And I'm like, that's a great idea, you know? So I have to give it to her. It's her idea. And a really awesome one, too.
Yep. Good one.
But thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Check us out next week. We're moving to a new night and time, probably next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. I'm actually taking a new job, and so my time on Fridays is going to go away completely, unfortunately. But we're moving to Saturday nights, it looks like, probably a little bit earlier in the evening so we can finish up a little bit earlier. But stay tuned to our Twitter account, at TFYLP, and also our Facebook group for further updates. And also, as always, tftalk.net, which is our home website. Any new information on that is going to be up there. But we're going to be changing our night and time. And as always, we'll have the audio version up a day or so later. So that's not going to change. But Check us out next week on TFYLP. I've been Ron Land with Melissa. Rick? I'm giving everybody a chance to wave out with their spouses. So, Rick, and you've got yourself muted. Brett.
Brett. All righty.
Mega Muss and Mega Miss.
Mega Muss and. There you go. See, she got it.
Jim, and I do mean Jim.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I think.
Good night, all.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next time on TFYLP.
All right.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.